Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote from a jail cell in Birmingham, Alabama, "I have tried to make clear that it is wrong to use immoral means to attain moral ends. But now, I must affirm that it is just as wrong, or perhaps even more so, to use moral means to preserve immoral ends." Those words called to mind another American thinker, Henry David Thoreau. In his seminal essay on civil disobedience, Thoreau found both slavery and the Mexican-American War, while formally legal, to be morally repugnant. But he found equally repugnant the idea that one should break the law and then act dishonestly by not admitting to it. His essay is a call for principled behavior at the individual level to resist immoral laws. As Martin Luther King wrote, "I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws," unquote. Disobeying, in King's view, took the form of so-called direct action, sit-ins and boycotts of dubious form of legality that forced the white community to honestly face the question of segregation as a moral issue, straight on. In Birmingham, King met the nearly perfect foil for his civil disobedience tactics, Bull Connor. A bully and obstinate segregationist, under Bull's command, the Birmingham police force so aggressively persecuted the civil rights boycotters, turning loose fire hoses and fierce attack dogs on them, that they shamed the nation into taking action. As John F. Kennedy noted, quote, "The civil rights movement should thank God for Bull Connor. He's helped it as much as Abraham Lincoln," unquote. Stay tuned for our next Hidden History when we see how Martin Luther King's idea of direct action and civil disobedience were played out all across the South, including the capital of the Confederacy, Richmond, Virginia. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.